Chris Retzler, portfolio manager for the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund, is here. It's time to talk small cap stocks. This is the Money Life Market Call. Welcome to the Market Call, the part of the show where we talk with experienced money managers about how they do their job, what they look for that informs their buy and sell decisions, what they see happening in the broad market now, and how they're putting it all together. And my guest, well, he is the manager of a five-star fund, one of the top-performing small-cap growth funds in the industry. His name is Chris Retzler. The fund is Needham Small Cap Growth. The retail shares are NESGX. If you want to learn more, NeedhamFunds.com. Chris Retzler, thanks for coming back to Money Life.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We always start with methodology, and while small cap growth gives us a hint, it doesn't give us much in the way of specifics. So tell us what it is that you're looking for that has helped you amass this good track record.
First and foremost, as a small cap manager, we focus on very strong management teams and good board of directors. Being that we've been doing this for many years, we have built great relationships across many industries where we can understand, you know, when management teams are providing us information that at times may be a little choppy, and that may be where they're in a growth phase, which for longer term investors, that's an opportunity for us to deploy capital. Beyond management, we also look for companies that have good technological moats around their technology and services. You know, how well can they defend the margins is really the ultimate question. With a good moat, you generally can maintain that margin for a considerable period of time. You know, we also look at end markets. There's a lot of technology these days moving into almost every industry. So we tend to be a little more tech weighted, but it's more diversified across the end markets that these companies are serving. So we like to do research on, from a macro perspective, on those industries to see what those growth rates and opportunities look like. And currently we're quite happy with what we see.
You have reason to be happy with what you see, not only because, of course, well, the fund has been doing stellar. I mean, number one in its peer group in 2019, top 5% of its peer group. The irony being, in 2019, you were up about 55% and you topped the peer group. In 2020, you were up over 70%, but you were only good enough to be in the top 5% at that level, which will tell you how insane the gains have been. We have seen small caps sort of stage a not just a rally that was the market rally, but a bigger than expected rally. Then they took a bit of a breather and they seem to be regrouping. Where are we right now with regards to small caps as an asset class? And you're not afraid to have turnover in your fund. So throughout this motion that we've had where we saw the tide rise, then we saw it kind of ebb out a little bit, now we've seen it come back. How has that changed how you're positioning the fund?
So we have seen some correction since the mid-February timeframe. It has impacted growth companies in general, those with higher multiples. It's been a bit of an inflation scare, which has caused the yield curve to steepen. And so that has impacted some of the more higher multiple companies and caused more of the value names to be outperforming for the last couple months. What we have been observing and taking advantage of is the pullbacks in the names that we really like. We continue to remain concentrated in our best ideas that we think on a standalone basis can still do well in this pullback of growth companies. But looking out for the 12, 18, 24 month time period, we think that these growth stories will still continue to power forward where the market generally has broadened out. We think that that's healthier for a longer term continuation of the bull market that we've been in. There is still chop in the market. There is volatility. There is headline risk. And I think we need to get through the next quarter or two to maybe see that this inflation scare may be more temporal than something more sustained. When you look at it year over year and what we went through in 2020, with the pandemic, there's a lot of disturbances in those numbers. There's disturbances in supply chains, which is causing prices for commodities and other components to be a little bit abnormal. And I think this time next year, we might begin to see a stabilization. So we think inflation may be more temporal, but we need to see a little bit more data to see if that's the case.
So let's talk about a name or two that is kind of the poster child for the methodology and in the sweet spot right now.
Sure. We think that semi-cap equipment in general is doing quite well. What we hear every day is that the automotive industry and supply chains are constrained. Semiconductors for data centers and servers and computers are all in tight supply. And so how do we make more of them? And that's by deploying semi-cap equipment into the field and building out capacity. We're also hearing in Washington, D.C., some potential investment that would come in from the federal government to help to rebuild the semiconductor industry here within the United States. For the most part, much of that manufacturing over the past few decades has gone overseas. And now that there is some political support to bring that back to the shores of the United States, we think that that also will do very well for the semi-cap names in the industry.
What makes you move away from something? You know, we talked a little bit about the rotation, but it's not just broad conditions. Obviously, there are things that are happening in individual companies. So what makes you sell something, and what's something you've had to sell recently?
So I would say through last year, we had some investments that did very well. Because of the pandemic, the work from home, work from anywhere plays, also some of the healthcare companies that did quite well during the pandemic. And when they got ahead of themselves, where they were up 100, 200%, we took the opportunity at that point to trim back. You know, clearly that performance and share price was ahead of what the true normalized growth rates would be in some of those companies. So that would be an example of generally how we would trim back on a theme. So we would have had names in there that played into that. You know, we've lived through substantial bull markets in small caps. And, you know, at times you have to take advantage when the liquidity is available and they've moved very substantially. There's nothing wrong with taking some profits, in our opinion.
Let's also talk about when you've got those kinds of gains. I mean, you've got some companies there that are moving from small cap towards mid cap or large cap. How rigid are you on cap sizes? Do you use that as a factor to actually sell, or is it more, this is a good time to take our profits, and at some point it maybe becomes a secondary factor?
It's probably the driving force is more that we think it's a good time to take our profits and move on. But I would say that we're very focused on limiting style drift. Our investors are looking for small cap investments. And so staying true to what we've told our investors they're buying, we really do focus on sticking to, you know, what we do best, which is small cap companies.
Let's go back to the plus side. What's something else that stands out to you right now?
We are still continuing to see a build out of the communication industry worldwide. We hear about 5G, we hear about fiber optics, data centers. The amount of data and video that's being moved through the communication system is substantial on a global basis. And the equipment that needs to be deployed into that environment is substantial, and we think that there's a lot of opportunities going forward. Clearly, COVID and the pandemic has had some impact on supply chain and the ability actually for the end customer, the companies, to deploy that equipment in the field because of limited labor. We think that that begins to improve into the second year, and again, it's a global play, so it's a very large market.
In terms of individual names in that sector, is there something that stands out to you?
It would be companies like a Ciena, which is an equipment supplier to the fiber optic networks. Another company we like is Marvell, which is a radio frequency semiconductor play for 5G. So there's two names in two areas.
Ciena is ticker C-I-E-N. Marvell is M-R-V-L. Well, now we're going to get your quick and dirty take on some stocks that my audience is particularly interested in.
Quick and dirty.
This may be a job for Underdog.
Well, yeah, Underdog as in small cap stocks, things that are looking to turn bigger. Underdog as in boutique mutual fund companies like Needham, because it's the Needham Small Cap Growth Fund. The portfolio manager, Christopher Retzler. Chris Retzler is here. If you want to learn more about him and the fund, NeedhamFunds.com, the ticker symbol on the fund, N-E-S-G-X. Now, you know how quick and dirty works. We need your name, your hometown, and the ticker symbols you are interested in. You send them to Chuck at MoneyLifeShow.com. We add them to the list, and we hope they make it into an interview soon. And when it comes to small caps, you got to find the right guy. So a couple of people are going to get kind of lucky today because, well, Chris is looking in places that and names that don't come up all that often. Starting with a request we got from Mike in Redwood City, California, who wants to know about Intevac Incorporated. That's I-V-A-C.
We like Intevac here. We think that their roadmap going for the remainder of the year is quite strong. Microsoft has just announced that they were awarded a large contract for the Army, and we believe that Intevac may be a supplier into that program, and we would be patient and wait for any announcements.
Okay, so that makes it sound like it's a buy, kind of. It's like buy on the news.
No, we would be a buy right here.
Okay, so you would be buying now and then expecting even more to come as we see that news.
Oh, that's beautiful. We could make a fortune.
On Intevac, I-V-A-C. And if I'm not mistaken, that stock is in your portfolio, correct?
Yes.
Next for Steve in Royal Oak, Michigan, Everbridge, that's E-V-B-G.
We like Everbridge long term. It's a great platform for many municipalities and government agencies. We would be a buy of Everbridge.
Give folks a little bit more background on what the company does and why you particularly like it in this climate.
We've just come out of the pandemic, and we think that municipalities are going to continue to be focused on building out their communication strategies. And Everbridge is a platform that accomplishes that goal for many institutions that need to reach a broad group of individuals in a quick amount of time.
Would you mind stepping aside? I've got a purchase to make.
That's a buy on Everbridge, E-V-B-G. Dan in Williston, Vermont wants to know about Vishay Intertechnology, VSH.
VSH is a component supplier, and there is a lot of supply constraints in the marketplace right now. VSH is one that is seeing strong demand for its products, and we believe that that would continue into next year as inventory levels are very low in much of the manufacturing sectors, and we believe that VSH is seeing a nice order book that would be there for a while going forward. We would be a buyer.
Don't worry if the price starts going up. Just keep buying.
That's a buy on VSH, Vishay Intertechnology. Lance in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania gets our next request with AEIS, Advanced Energy Industries.
Advanced Energy Industries is a great play into the semi-cap equipment space. It also has other businesses in the industrial medical. But what we are seeing is a substantial growth of semi-cap equipment demand as the supply chains for semiconductors is very limited and output needs to be increased, and AEIS should be providing the capital equipment to those manufacturers of semiconductors, and we would be a buyer of AEIS.
Yeah, you said you liked semi-cap. I am not surprised that AEIS, Advanced Energy Industries, is a buy.
Let's make some money.
And last, we're back to Mike in Redwood City, California. He wanted to know about Fluidigm. That's FLDM.
Fluidigm is a healthcare company that produces equipment for testing, and it was a beneficiary during the pandemic of dollars that went into COVID-19 testing. They've now been able to reinvest those dollars into some of their other product lines that we think are have good runways going forward. They are just having a product introduction, and we think that when we see that come to market, that we will be able to have good outcomes for Fluidigm, and we would be a buyer of the company at this point.
So we finish on a strong note. That was a buy on FLDM Fluidigm.
Buy, buy, buy. Is that all you can think about?
Well, in fact, all we could think about during Quick and Dirty was buys. All five were buys. And in fact, all five are in the portfolio. Correct, Chris?
That is correct, yes.
So not only is Chris saying that you should buy them, he has bought them as well for his fund, Needham Small Cap Growth. It is ticker symbol NESGX. Chris Retzler is portfolio manager for the fund. Chris, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
We'll be back to wrap up today's edition of Money Life right after this message.